You don't stream on Thursday nights. Well, listen, I don't know. We're going to have a conversation today, though. Because some shit has gone down, all right, and there's some stuff to talk about. And obviously, that stuff that we're talking about, that has to do with Fresh and Fit. Yeah, you know, those guys, the gift that keeps on giving. So far throughout 2022, I mean, we didn't get 5 days into the new year, and they've been bubbling through. it's getting pretty industry, all right? So, for those of you guys who don't already know, and, you know, don't blame yourself, because DJ Academics recently put the video out about a couple hours ago, was it 9 hours ago, right? So he put the video out, basically, with them on the podcast with Brittany Renner. Yes, Fresh and Fit are on the same podcast with Brittany Renner. Oh, hey. Oh shit! This is huge! This is you, because you would think being on a platform with Brittany Renner. Guys, I don't think y'all understand. We talk about Brittany Renner. You know the chica that, you know, these guys basically put up there as the poster woman of real world opportunity to confront the very woman, all right? The queen of fair facts. She wrote the Bible for finessing rappers and athletes. So you had the opportunity to speak to this woman in the flesh. And guess what, right? It went exactly how you would expect it to go. Very, very interesting. Now, to be fair, got clips. All right, seems like they spliced everything together. But we're going to analyze the clip that we see, and we've all seen at this point, or most of us, and we're going to break it down, all right? And I'm going to have a special guest on to break it down together. So you guys definitely don't want to miss this, because this is going to be an amazing stream, okay? So just to make sure we preface everything, because I'm watching kind of around the whole situation or circumstance that was going on before they got into that interview, and apparently they had that whole thing planned. So Myron and the other guy, basically flew on over to New York, and essentially they were born over to Dubai to do a show with the yours truly, Andrew Schultz. All right, now, guys, Andrew Schultz, he's up there. We want to talk about mainstream. Listen, I made that announcement a couple of live streams ago. Fresh and Fit, they've officially made the mainstream. It is what it is, all right? You can do whatever it is you want with that news. However, it's a positive or negative that is yet to be seen, okay? So Andrew Schultz in New York, how amazing is that, right? And here's the thing. Who else is in New York? Well, we also know that DJ Academics is also in New York, all right? So they also went to go and do a podcast with him. But DJ Academics had a special guest in mind. As a matter of fact, a guest so special that Myron didn't even know about it. The other guy did, all right? What's his name? Fresh Prince. I forgot the name. Fresh Prince CEO. All right, shout out to my cadence thing, because I forget your name. All right, so Fresh Prince CEO, okay? And DJ Academics kind of already knew that Brittany Renner was coming to this event, right? She was going to come to this interview. Everyone knew but Myron, all right? And it kind of kept the surprise. And that's why when you see the video that we're going to break down today, why Myron is kind of seemed a little shook. But listen. Don't just sit here and take it and hear from me, all right? I want you guys to hear from one of yours truly, Steve Williams from the MindMindset.com. Clap is in free. call-in shows are going to be a little bit different. So let's go ahead and paste the link, all right? We'll paste it right there. And, guys, you already know how we do, all right? Before we even get to a call-in, we got to get at least 100 likes, all right? As we're going throughout the show, we need 100 likes, all right? As we go throughout this breakdown, we need to get there, all right? Because that's the minimum before we get ourselves to the call-in portion. So, with that being said, hey, Dean, first of all, you're the one who sent me this, the whole, like, the initial, because you were digging. You were like, holy shit, because I wouldn't have been aware of this, to be honest with you. I pay attention to Fresh Event, but I only paid attention to so when I saw it, I'm like, yo, I got it. The fuck? What was running through your mind when you saw that?
Well, a lot of things are running through my mind. First thing is that it really showed what happens when you talk a lot of shit about people, and then when you get your foot to the fire, you nut the fuck up like a bitch, and you just sit there and just like, yeah, just get all with it. When a motherfucker cannot debate, where do they go to tactics? And all he kept saying was, we'll get to that later, I'm sorry. But, yeah, it was pretty amazing because the problem is that it was a setup by, they set it up where he didn't know, okay, but that doesn't matter because if you're going to talk that motherfucking shit, it doesn't matter who's around that corner. You're supposed to be prepared to go ahead and handle yourself. And if you think about it, it was two motherfuckers versus one, and she ate them motherfuckers lunch.
She was ready.
Man,
like,
she's
body
ready.
Language, listen. After this, man, like, honestly, I've always found Brittany Renner very attractive. But after this interview, damn woman, I'm going to be having, damn. Listen. I'm just saying, the way she handled herself in that podcast, it was very interesting to watch, right? Because it almost seemed like she came in be surgical, and there was something, and we're going to do a step-by-step playbook breakdown because I feel like this is warranted for that. We have to break this down because there were certain movements, certain energy in the room that you can sense and feel the tension. That if you cut that bitch with a scissors, I'm telling you, Steve. Okay. So we're going to break all that down because I want to show you guys, all right, that this alpha beta nonsense that these guys talk about, it's nothing but a fucking flow state, all right? That's what I've been saying this entire time. This whole dynamic, you're alpha, and if you don't do this, you're beta, right? Listen, man, it's a flow state. Everyone flows within those states, alphas and betas. For instance, you go in one situation, you know, where you're more dominant, you're going to be considered the alpha in that situation, right? But if you go to another scenario, let's say, you know, you're not a math geek, all right, but you go in join a math club, well, you're not going to be the alpha there, right? The head alpha is going to be the senior nerd, all right, the top nerd in that particular environment, all right, versus they go to athletics, and that's more of your speed. You're going to be the top dog in that athletics. So it's a spectrum that you can flow between, right? And in this podcast, you would see basically how someone goes from alpha to beta, back to alpha, but then back to beta again. And it was interesting. And what I want you guys to understand, right, is to pay attention to – we're going to use that as a learning thing, right? We're not even, like, just pretty much talking about the whole oppressive fit and whatnot. Right. But a learning thing on how you guys can use your bodies and use your words and how to – and framing, right, because we talk about framing and how to present arguments and things like that. How to do proper framing and body language to get the desired result. Pretty much basically becoming the alpha in the room or transitioning your flow state, all right? So go ahead and get your pen and notebooks out, all right? Get your school glasses on or get your whatever it needs you need to do to get ready. We're about to dissect some shit. Now, before we go into this video, I wanted to go ahead and preface because our buddy here, King Academics or DJ Academics, has a proclivity to striking down videos of his that are word for word. So I just want to let you guys know that the video that we're going to be playing today has been heavily altered, all right? It is actually literally not the same video. It's most likely not even on YouTube platform. So it is a completely different video, completely transformed for our audience and viewership. So, guys, as we go ahead and transition to this, please make sure you get the likes up. And you're fucking with what you see so far, don't hesitate to hit that sub button. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it because there's a lot to dissect here. All right, let me get the screen. Guys, let's do this. All right, get my audio up. And boom. All right. Let me get my logo out the way. So, yeah, change everything up.
Yes, sir.
Change every. I could even add some more shit too if I wanted to. literally, I was doing this backstage. I was shit. Like, oh, I gotta edit this bitch out. But let me go ahead and get all this set up right here. All right, so. As you guys understand, this was right at the start of the entire podcast, right? Myron stepping in there, not really understanding what he's walking himself into. I'm gonna full screen this, all right? Things are always better in black and white, guys. They're always better in black and white, and we can slow it down if we really need to. But, all right, here we go. All right, so pay attention, all right? First things first. They're on the table. They're in ready to sit down and go ahead and have themselves a conversation, okay? At this point in time, Myron, walking into this room, completely did not expect Brittany Renner to be on this show. He literally was just expecting an off-the-record podcast with DJ Academics and just the two of them, right? And out of nowhere, boom, here we go. Let's go ahead and get started, guys. Get your BS hats on and let's get going.
So we walk in, you first see Brittany Renner, and we're like, we're thinking you're probably going to be like, okay, shit, we're going to have this great debate. But you said initially, like, really, like, debate.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We've all said, like, men and women, we're very different. We have opposing goals. Like, girls are trying to, you know, get resources, time, attention out of guys. Guys are trying to get sex. And girls, a lot of the time, are trying to get what they need to get out of dudes without necessarily giving it up. And some girls are good at it, some girls aren't. And then there's other girls that are kind of models for that are good at finessing dudes. And not to say that you're a finesser, I ain't saying that, but girls are able to, you know, run laps around a lot of guys. And that's why our podcast exists, to help dudes out to understand, like, how women operate and how they move.
Now, you have a different point of view. Wait, where do you think she fits in that? Because, you know,
I like how, first of all, let's talk about the room dynamics here, okay? Now, one thing you really got to understand, and we'll rewind and back in case you guys missed a whole lot going on.
I took some notes.
The first things first, we go... Yeah, he took some notes. All right.
I got some here.
What do you notice about, guys? I'm going to give you this. What do you guys notice about the body language and how everything is being set up right now, right? Because up until this point, right, Myron was going ahead and explaining his story and what's going on. And, hey, you know, well, I think women are, you know, this, and they have all this subscribe to them, value X, Y, Z, right? So he's going over explaining. And what was Brittany Renner doing?
Relax.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Relax, right? Mm-hmm. Leaning forward,
right?
Look at Myron.
Yes.
Myron's got. First of all, he's not even close to the table. The table's right here. All
yes,
right.
Defensive.
He's got one arm on the table, the other one on his side.
Yes.
All right.
Very
so
nice.
He's already. This is defensive. He's getting ready. He's back in defensive
position.
Manner right now, and she's leaning forward. She's basically conveying her little confidence right now. Like, hey. Whatever's going to happen right now that you're going to talk about, because I'm expecting you to talk about me some kind of way. All right? I'm going to let you know by this little giggle, this little smile, this little woo-woo, it not going to bother me. That's what she's basically saying in this particular picture. And you noticed before, Fresh chimed up, he got shut down by DJ Academics. Letting you know that this motherfucker right here is the least important nigga in the room.
Ace.
All right? Moving forward. Keep this in mind. This is the least important nigga in the room. All right? That lesson number one. So you guys understand that. So we'll continue, and then we'll put everything back. So go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. I just want to say, if you notice what he's doing now is he's backing off of all the shitty talking by coming up with a fucking excuse about women and resources and all that other stuff. So what he's doing, guys, is that he's off his square. Off his Tampax. Excuse me, he ain't got no fucking square. He off his Tampax right now, and now he's, like, trying to formulate a move to make now, because, like I say, he's back, she's forward. You can see she's relaxed, she's laid back, and she got all her – she looked like she got her shit together, D. Like, she ready
Absolutely.
To go.
Absolutely.
He looked
Absolutely.
Like, oh, shit. Well, let me go ahead. Now, remember, guys, regurgitate all that fucking Rolo Tomasi bullshit. That's all that he's
they
going to.
They can't do it.
Right.
They can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, you get this girl in front of you, these dudes will fold.
Fold.
When y'all ask me, would you have Brittany Renner on the podcast? I said no, because I will fold. I know too bad I'll fold. A man literally sitting in front of this woman, how she's doing this and whatnot, I'd be like, hey, listen. She's already changing my mind right now, and I ain't even talking to her. All right? She's just basically being her, all right? And all these guys have been talking shit. They've been building her up.
All that
right?
Shit.
She's been this example of thought culture, the Renner, that like, this is
the
her.
Poster girl.
Right now,
yeah.
this is confrontation. She is sitting right in front of you and say, it's like looking at your childhood porn star for the first time.
Now.
Like right here.
Yes.
All right. And now fucking Myron has the old shit reality
yes.
of stuck.
Now.
Like, God damn, this is real. I don't know how to handle this. Like, I don't know. So I'm going to freeze up and go to my usual stock point.
Yes.
It's not even your usual one. It's your least aggressive talking point. You guys notice that?
Yes.
The talking point is using where women go get away with all these different
things. The resources. No. Women always want resources.
That's your least aggressive talking point. What about the her being a baby trapper with Brittany Renner?
Right.
Hey, these academics was not afraid to bring it up. Hey, he was not afraid to bring it up. So, listen, if I was on my square, okay, and I didn't want to appear to look like a bitch, and she said that statement, what do you think about me? All right, say what you were saying about me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, hey, you a baby trapper, all right? You a demon, and you wrote the Bible for thought culture, and I'm putting the blame on you. Why didn't you say that? Where your cojones? Where your balls at, dog? But when you're sitting in front of a girl, right, she batting them eyelashes at you and know she's throwing them things. Right?
Waves.
She's having fun. And,
oh,
you know, look,
man,
she got y'all nervous.
Oh, she got them.
I was watching the back end of this, right? I was watching the back end because Fresh does these vlogs and things like that. So I was watching his vlogs about them in a room. And when Fresh was talking to her, he was nervous. And they weren't even on the podcast or nothing. Academics was sitting down, chilling, you know, talking her up and whatnot. Dude was sitting there. Matter of fact, you know what he was focused on? Academics chain, bro, and his ring. Go watch that. You go. I'm not saying, but
wow.
I'm not going to plug this nigga's show, but, like, that's what he was doing, right? But I'm telling you, bro, when it comes down to it, alpha, beta, these are all flow states. So what you're witnessing right now before we continue the video is the transition from that flow state to this person right over here who is obviously rocking the art of subtlety right now. Okay, yeah. She's rocking it. Bernie L, shout out to you for the $5 super chat. Shout out to you, Bernie. Oh, Bernie's got a channel too, by the way, guys. Go ahead and check it out. Drop your channel in the chat. Also, moderators, drop Dean's channel in the chat too as well. Show some love. Salute Dean. Salute Steve, Duke and Don. Let's chop it up. Yeah, absolutely. I read that completely wrong, bro. I swear to God, I'm dyslexic. I swear to God, bro. I read that completely wrong.
Yeah.
That's just it. I think her point of view would be domestically opposed, you guys, but I say, well, I'm not the exact
this is a setup.
Person who you may think dudes are running into her. You're trying to tell people to stay away from.
I mean, well, sure, she could tell. She was saying,
Hold up. Look at the body language. All right? Yeah. This is looking like he's in church getting ready for a confession, bro.
Yeah.
This is all nervous behavior. But notice he's about to deflect to her.
Yes.
Just watch. Yeah. Watch.
Saying that we're wrong, I guess, about that.
Well,
can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
No, I think you know more about me than I do myself. So you're saying...
No,
obviously you do, though, because you said that you warn guys about girls like me, so tell me about girls like me.
Humor
me.
In general.
Well, no, but no, don't... Woman in general.
Women in general.
No, but she said no woman.
I gotta pull it back, Dean. I gotta pull it back, Dean. And what I'm gonna do, Dean, I'm gonna slow it down, Dean.
Okay.
I'm gonna slow it down for us, Dean. I was going down because there's a thing said that I think we needed to let's put it at 80. Let's put it at that.
All right.
I think she fits in that because, you know, I think her point of view would be diametrically opposed to you guys by saying, well, I'm not the exact typical person who you may think dudes are running into or you're trying to tell people to stay away from.
I mean, well, sure, she could tell. She was saying that we're wrong, I guess, about that.
Well,
so
I
you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Immediate deflection.
Wait, why is he asking?
Immediate deflection.
But why is he asking her to tell him about herself? Why is he asking her to tell her about him, about her, about herself, when he's supposed to automatically know who she is?
I don't know, Dean. I don't know, Dean.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, Dean. Man, I don't know,
the
Dean.
Fuck?
The host of the platform asks you directly, you deflect to the real alpha in the room, right?
Jesus.
What's happening?
Jesus Christ.
What's happening? What's happening?
Listen, guys,
for those of you guys who are just filing in, all right, you go ahead and hit that like button, but I want y'all to pay attention to this, all right?
First rule
of the game you got to understand of this dynamic right now, this motherfucker right here is the least important person in this room, okay? So throughout this entire duration of this podcast, we're going to be focusing our attention on these three, all right? But watch how he was asked a question about, hey, okay, DJ Academics, I'm going to reframe this. I'm going to pass it off to you, Dean, so you can break it down.
Yeah.
But DJ Academics just framed the question as, hey, someone like Brittany Renner, all right, a woman like her is someone who is basically diametrically opposed to your ideologies and what you say on your podcast, all right? So go ahead and list out some of those things right here, right now, that you have, that you said to your guy about her, about what the issue is. And Myron then takes that question, and what he does is, listen, the standard deflection, all right?
Deflect.
You guys got to understand when guys deflect, okay? So what he does is, he's like, I'm going to catch it. Woo! Hot potato. I'm going to throw it right back to her, all right? So he caught it, tossed it right back to her, and he reframed it, all right? You guys got to understand framing arguments. And he said, well, I guess you're the one that thinks that we're inaccurate about you. Why don't you go ahead and explain to us where we got wrong? So getting her to basically just showing her hand right off the bat and then giving them room to respond at whatever argument she brings forward, which we all know it's easier to listen to respond to trigger points than to listen to respond to actual arguments. So Brittany, already being very socially astute, okay, that's why she makes her so dangerous, she caught that pass and she said, nah, flea flicker. Caught it and said, no. You're the one that knows apparently more about me. So why don't you tell me about me since I'm sitting right here? And this is why it's so powerful and Myron can't go further than this, right? Because in a way that she framed it, it made perfect sense. It's because, listen, technically I'm Brittany Renner. I don't have podcasts talking about y'all. So the audience can understand if I don't fucking know y'all or care about y'all. So you guys have a podcast. You guys built an audience talking about women that look and act like me. So if anything, when she makes that statement saying Myron knows more about her than me, so have her explain since he's the factual one, where can you go? You can't, because now she just chest locked you into a wall. This is check right now.
Yes, it's
go ahead,
Dean. Yeah, it's a beautiful checkmate, gentlemen, if y'all watching right now, because we think, okay, listen, now let me holly you what D is talking about. You see, when his platform, everything he's been doing since he's been doing this is talking shit about women. That's all he's been doing. That's his stick, to talk shit about women. Now he's in front of a woman that's giving him blowback, because if y'all think about it, all the women that he had around his table, they don't give him blowback. They don't give him attitude like this. They don't ever challenge him. So what she's saying is, since you talk so much shit about women like me, then why don't you tell me about me? And then if you notice, D, he's like, well, tell me about yourself. See, he's like, well, go back and play it, D. Well, tell me about yourself. Well, wait a second. Why are you asking about her if your whole platform is on women like her? Meaning you should already know what the fuck she is. So she asks you, you should be able to just dip. But guys, what's up?
No, I was going to say, you are so right. And here's the thing, because this is what people don't understand about social dynamics and when you're in them, right? Because when that question was flipped to you, he had an opportunity to literally stand his ground.
Boom, the same
way we're talking about with Asian Doll, by literally being straightforward and real with her.
Yes.
Right? At least that would have garnered you is some respect. But then when you flip the question, and even the manner that he did this, especially guys who are original listeners of this platform, all right? What do you guys understand what I've told you when someone does a body language like this with open palms? Open palms meaning I'm trying to show you that I am not a threat, all right? I'm not hiding anything. My palms are not down, all right? I'm not concealing. I'm showing you everything, bro. So why don't you...
Cobra.
Jesus.
Planet of Apes, right? Cobra.
Right?
Cobra.
Why don't you tell me what I got wrong? So when Brittany, what her subconscious is picking up, oh, this thing is a bitch. Oh, the same thing Asian doll picked up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So guys, this is why you have to be socially aware, all right? 100% of the conversation, I won't say 100%. I would say a good freaking 87% of the dialogue is happening subconsciously. Right now.
Right. This is your king. And guys, if you follow guys like this, this is why you guys fail.
Here's the open palm. I'm going to just pause it right there. Go ahead.
This is why a lot of guys fail, because when you get in situations in front of a real woman, see, you can talk all the shit from the comfort of your home, but when you get around a real woman and she smell bitch, which we'll see later on in this thing, they're going to check your motherfucking ass. Because you're so busy bitching and talking shit about women, but you can't even back up the shit you talking. You want her you want her to tell you about what you have been telling these motherfuckers for a year now. How the fuck does that work?
That makes no freaking sense.
What?
It makes no sense. I'm telling you guys, manhood step by step right here. And it's not even talking about, like, listen, at this point, hey, Myra Gaines, Fresh Prince CEO, like, well, I don't know about you, Fresh. Like, listen, no dig against you, but you literally have nothing to supply here. You haven't throughout this entire
Wait, D, real quick. Here's the thing that's odd, because he is the silent one, but here's the question. He the little chirp motherfucker that's always co-signing everything that motherfucker's saying.
Yeah.
So why the fuck is he so quiet? See, he's so quiet because he's waiting to try to co-sign some shit because he don't know. That, God damn it.
That's what it is.
God damn it.
What you guys got to understand, a lot of this stuff is talking points.
Yes.
A lot of this stuff is talking points, and that's why they're waiting. And right now, Myron didn't even, and to be fair, it's just this particular clip. We don't know. All right, we don't know if they actually had a conversation, but towards the end, you know, Brittany actually bring it up. Oh, like my thought culture and maybe Rob and DJ Washington and whatnot, and they didn't really dive into that, right? But it's more of the lines of, you guys got to understand, like, the dynamics here. Because when we're talking about game, when we're talking about relationships, when we're talking about interpersonal communication, it's not a standardized thing when you're just, like, looking at goddamn, sales courses or fake fitness courses like some people like to sell on the internet, right? Consistency and dedication. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, these guys, what you're seeing right now is people who don't follow their own rules. That's what it is. They're not teaching you about the interpersonal communication side of it. You're not going to learn about people just by buying a course. You're not going to learn about people just by sitting here and listening to people talk. You'll get an idea, but now you need to test it in the real world. All right? That's just what it is. So when you test it in the real world, you're able to pick up subconscious cues quicker and understand how to maneuver in social situations. It's almost like a goddamn superpower. Understanding other people before you understand. Like, listen, man, it's like knowing how a conversation is going to play out before it even starts. That's just how it is, because you have such a great understanding of your situation and the people around you. And that's what we're trying to teach y'all. And we're using these guys as a great teachable moment. Let's continue.
One thing, D, I just want to flip
the question back. Go ahead.
Real quick, D, and if you know, and see, a lot of guys, y'all understand, all they doing is talking shit. They're not teaching you anything. But what you have to understand about this woman you're looking at, she's met a motherfucker like that before. So that's where her confidence and arrogance is from, because the average sucker does sucker shit like this with the palms out. So she knows she's got the high ground right now. She's got the high ground, and she ain't going to give that shit up.
Nope. Not at all. Now she's going to lock it. And that's the thing about power dynamics, guys. All right, when you're dealing with power dynamics, what do we know one thing about power, especially when you give it to people? Well, it's very hard for them to let it go. Matter of fact, they'll kill you before they let it go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now that she has established that she is now the alpha in this room,
all
right, she's not going to let this go. And you know what's fucking crazy? This is the same why is it that every time a woman is alpha in the room, the beta is a fresh and fit? Like, what is going on? Like, what? Like, no, seriously. Like, if they're actually sharp types of women, right, that aren't some of these drunk bimbos you call drunk bimbo, I'm using your verbiage, right? Why is it that now all of a sudden you're not so tough? So when we're talking about girls like Asian Doll and your fans coming here talking about, oh, she was rude, I'm like, no, I don't give a fuck if she was rude. I don't give a fuck if she was flirtatious. I don't give a fuck. The fact of the matter is, she is Asian Doll, and she's a certain type of woman, and you gotta treat her differently. She's not the same when you're saying we're dealing with these safe type of women who aren't gonna freaking deal with you back, or obviously probably we don't know the contents of what's going on, but obviously probably no alcohol in front of her, so she's not drinking, so she's got all her faculties about her. Everything's on an equal playing field now. So what's happening here? Why aren't you able to alpha the situation?
Can't do it, D. You can't out alpha. You can't out alpha when you're not an alpha. He's a surface dweller. All he does is surface information, dog. He ain't deep. So when a surface dweller meets a woman that knows you're a surface dweller, you've already lost your argument. Look, it's already over with as soon as he didn't stand on his motherfucking square. It was already over, man.
There you go. And even how this dynamic played out, it is what it is, guys. Yeah. You got to understand that. But it's just and take it with a grain of salt, right? But I want you guys to understand that when you young men listen to this stuff, going to other social dynamics, right? Just understand you don't have to always be the alpha, in the whole room. Just be chill, bro. Just be yourself. All right. If it's not your dynamic, that's fine. Right. In fact, people stand out when they're more by themselves. Right. When they do what they need to do best.
Yes.
And that's understanding who you are. And you do it with the confidence because you're confident within your own skin. All right. People who don't get that kind of attention are people who obviously are not confident in their own skin. Talk Quan to me. Thank you for the $5 super chat. She definitely pulled a Myron card, confettied. And Fresh had six words the whole conversation. Yeah, that's why I said he's the least important character in this room. So, like, Fresh, no digging as you, it's just that you have zero substance to add right now, okay? Like, literally, if anything, Myron's kind of, like, the main focus of this whole show. And it kind of was the same way with the, if you guys really noticed with, what's his name? When he went on Farrah with the Asian Doll thing, right? Because they didn't really care too much about Fresh. I mean, Fresh came in and started doing, but Malik Shabazz wanted to talk to Myron specifically. So, I mean, when you look at the broad consensus, Fresh on the grand scales of importance, it's up in the air, guys. All right? I'll leave it up to the chat, all right? One, if Fresh is equally as important, or two, if Fresh is, if Fresh isn't. All right. One, if he's important. Two, if he isn't. Let's continue.
You're trying to tell people to stay away from.
I mean, well, sure, she could tell. She was saying that we're wrong, I guess, about that.
Well,
can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Then? No,
she was telling us we were wrong, I guess.
And again, arms, look at his hand. And you tell us.
It's getting ready to return back into the same comfortable position that he's comfortable with, right? And this dude, I know we're not going to pay attention to him, but we're still going to pay attention to his body language, all right? Not so much what he says, because you guys got to understand, what's building in this room is tension.
Yes.
Tension is building in this room, all right? And this dude doesn't realize that he's unwittingly adding to it, right? He is tensing up. He is not moving from this position. We're about 1 minute in right now. He is not moving, all right? And Myron, the only time he moved was when he was open palms.
Yes.
And then right back to the same position. All right? So let's continue here. There's a lot of tension being built up right now in this room. And Brittany, watch how she, when she starts to become frantic with her movement, and mind you, she's calm, but she knows how to elevate.
Yes.
And it's like when I talk, right? I know I can be calm. I can switch between a different tone of voices. I can be calm like this. And I can really be loud and move.
Yes.
And it's called being able to manipulate your vocals, right? Being
yes.
able to speak in tonality, right? And not speak in this monotone kind of voice. Bueller. No, you got to be able to speak with different kind
yes.
of flows, different kind of rhythms, different kind of patterns, right? Because that's the same kind of things that keep people engaged. I can move my hands all sort of way and increase the not only sound of my voice, but the tempo in which I speak.
Yes.
And it can make it seem like I'm very, very angry or agitated,
yes.
but I'm really not. If anything, I could be really excited. I could be really passionate. Here, we can just have a simple,
yeah.
smooth conversation. See, people who are masters of understanding interpersonal dynamics, you can flow from any state that you want, because that's human nature. We're not rigid people. Ain't no shit is alpha or beta. It's just you, depending on where you are in time.
think you know more about me than I do myself. So you're saying...
Obviously
you do, though, because you said that you warn guys about girls like me. So tell me about girls like me.
Just
humor
women
me.
In general. Like, I mean...
Well, no, but no, don't women in general, because you literally specifically said before we got on here that you... Yeah, you did say that you warn guys about girls like me. So now that we're face-to-face, what kind of girl am I?
You're not special. You're like other girls. That's
I'm not special.
You're like,
so,
you're like other women that are
so
like...
So what makes you special then?
I never said I was. But you're trying to say, well, what makes me different?
I got to stop it right there, right? Because here's the thing. Here's what when he said that, first of all, open palms, all right? Now, he's getting ready to say, listen, it's not my fault. Hey.
Whoa. Coba.
I don't want to catch this right now. I don't want to catch it. But you know what would be the perfect answer to what he would have just said, right? What happened to being a high-value man? I would have pulled up your single arrangement account, right? In your single arrangement account, you were talking about how tall you were. You were talking about how rare your height was, how rare your income was, right? So when she all of a sudden asks you how special you are, all of a sudden you say you're not special?
Man, don't get up. Get back over here, D. Don't walk away.
D. Make it make sense, dog. Like, what's going on? How you going? You're sitting right there. You have your chance to spit your high facts, high value, great value nonsense.
Exactly.
All right? The same shit you've been selling to all these young men, and all of a sudden,
Wait,
time out. You, when she asks you what's so special about you, high value man, all of a sudden goes out the window. All the things that make you special all of a sudden gone out the window. You didn't stand on your square. And now she knows. Do you think she's dumb? Of course she watches your content because you talk about it, all right? Of course she pays attention to how you behave on your platform versus how you're behaving now. And she senses and smells the weakness. And what you're all about to experience is just that little encroachment. But it's like the hand slowly wrapping around his neck, right? And this dude right now, he's feeling it, right?
Yes.
And this guy's cool. He's cool just chilling right here. He's like, hey.
Hands crossed like this. Hey, D,
people. Go ahead. All
right, everybody. And D, I want you to go back for a second. Everybody, I want you to understand tempo in this, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's when you know you have confidence. You know what you're talking about. You're not going to pause. Now, D, go back to when she asked him the question and look how it looked. In the game, 2 seconds or 1 second are weeks and months to a motherfucker with no game. As soon as she asked him that question, he should have, like D say, I'm a high-value man because I'm tall. I'm from Nukududu, Sudan, where the fuck he is from. And you know what? I got money and I got status and all this. Right. So let's.
Right? Listen. If you have that kind of talking point and you say it so much to the point you literally are bold enough to put it on your seeking arrangements profile, right? Or to all the women you've been texting that are not the Brittany Renners, right? So why is it all of a sudden when you're being confronted, you can't do the same talking? No, and this is just a fair criticism. I'm actually confused why you didn't say that answer. Like, that should just came off the top of your head, Myron. But instead, you said.
Well, yeah, but guys.
I never said I was special.
Right, but guys, gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. D is special to D. I'm special to me. I would never, ever tell somebody that I'm not special. You're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be leading all these motherfucking cave-dwelling motherfuckers that follow you, and they're following somebody that says, I'm not special? D, play it again and look at the pause, guys. The pause tells you everything. The pause. Please press play.
Because, here's the thing. Because there's one thing I want you guys to pay attention. Because she doubles down, all right? So she doubles up on the question because here's the thing. When you're sensitive, and this is going to be how great to help you guys become good debaters, right? When you're debating people, when you sense someone's trying to wiggle out of the point you initially asked them, right? And what you will notice that she does is she restates the question and she specifies it, right?
Yes.
So initially she's like, all right, you let me know what you know about me, right? Tell me what you know about me. And then he's like, well, women in general. Now, when Myron's saying that, because she's pretty much pointing a laser at him, right? It's a targeted laser. All right, here's a question. Well, tell me, to my face, what it is that you know about me. All
right?
Myron, he's feeling that laser, but the thing is, He doesn't want to fire it back. And pay attention to eye contact, because there's no eye contact here, right? So he doesn't want to fire it back directly. So his immediate, which is, I mean, if you want to say alpha beta, that's a beta tendency. So your beta tendency is to basically say, all right, well, hold up. All in women in general, right? But we're not talking about
women in general. Right.
And Brittany Renner said, no, no, no. And restate, we're not talking about women in general. You're talking about me. So go ahead and tell me what you thought about me.
But
all right?
You're
talking about I'm not special. So are you special? What makes you special? Right? But, so she doubled up on the question. So let's go ahead and play this, because this is right when he tossed it at her, and then we'll go from there.
Well, sure, she could tell. She was saying that we're wrong, I guess, about that.
Well,
so
I
you
want,
tell us a little bit about yourself. Then.
No, I think you know more.
That's the first flip, and now she's flipping it right. You
right.
can literally visit. You can see it
right there.
You can literally. I'm telling you guys. When I tell you guys that 80% of over 80% of conversation is nonverbal, you can feel it. You can see it. She's tossing it right. He tosses it to her. She's tossing it right back to him. All right, and you're gonna watch.
More about me than I do myself. So you're saying...
No,
obviously you do, though, because you said that you warned guys.
He had to look over.
He had to look over.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Because now he's got to release that tension. Like, that tension has been building right now, because she's throwing daggers at him. So we have subconscious cues to basically release tension. Because why is he laughing? There was nothing funny that she said that was in that context, right? So it's to release the tension that he's feeling right now, because he's pressed. I mean, it's obvious.
Wow.
It's obvious. Well, let's continue.
Guys want girls like me, so tell me about girls like me.
Restates the question.
Here we go.
With the focus now.
Just
humor
women
me.
In general. Like, I mean,
women in general.
Women in general. Remember,
Myron tries to deflect now.
That deflect, right.
Deflect.
She's saying, no, fuck the general. Me. Don't nobody else but me.
Right.
Well, no, don't woman in general, because you literally specifically said before we got on here you did say that you warn guys about girls like me. So now that we're face to face, what kind of girl am I?
With the focus.
Straight at him.
With the focus. And now.
The pause.
Now he's in a corner.
Yeah.
Now Myron has to figure out what he needs to do. He can either answer directly or figure out a way to dodge it, right? So you watch how he handles it. Because now he's trying to create other options by going general, and then she's closing them.
Closing them in.
This is how you become conversational masters, all right? This is how you guys become conversational. When someone tries to deflect and create other options or create other different narratives, right?
Beautiful.
You shut that shit down, and you keep it on task, all right? So let's continue.
You're not special. You're like other girls.
I'm not special.
You're like other women that are
so
like...
So what makes you special then?
So what this is right here is a couple of things, guys. You guys got to understand, because this could be a couple of things, but I want you guys to understand what's happening here. That little gesture of looking over the DJ Academics, that's basically him being pressed and buying for time. And not only that, he's looking over. What he's also trying to consciously signify or subconsciously signify is that, hey, what she just said, oh my God, was so stupid. Because why would I even think what she's about to say? Right? That's the body language. He's now not even looking at her. And mind you, he can't even hold eye contact with her. Right?
Yeah,
he can't even hold eye contact. So without even looking at her, he's trying to deflect over the now he's turning his attention to the Academics to kind of agree, like, hey man, this is gotta come on, she's right? Now watch how he tries to slide out of this.
I never said I was.
Deflect and lock.
Wait, D. I don't understand. I need to understand this, not understand. I need to understand this shit. How in the fuck can you lead other cupcakes and you are saying I'm not special? You can, and the reason why, see, motherfuckers with game can rattle off special like this and keep talking until the other person says, okay, please shut the fuck up. I get it. You're special to you. But he's not special to him. Because, Jenna, remember, he's not even using his real motherfucking name. He ain't special. He is a fucking fraud, and he's caught with someone that's, look, hey, if you notice her, you don't see her looking at DJ Academics. You'll see her looking at that little goofy ass motherfucker with his hands wrapped
same
up.
Thing when he was up face to face with Asian Doll.
Dead at him, locking and not moving, and hey, not even smile. Answer the question.
Look at fresh over here. He's starting to. He's like, oh
yeah,
he's got you, bro. All right. He had an opportunity to respond from a position of strength.
Yes.
But, you know, now he deflected, and this right here actually kind of makes him look bad. Dude, actually, I think this is one of the bigger parts. Even watching this, I'm like, yo, this right here made you look bad, because if you would have answered back and said, no, I'm a high value man, I'm in you. Oh, fuck. You guys are the ones that bastardized the term high value.
Thank
man.
You.
Guys took it and threw it all this way. So why can't you just say, okay, oh, what makes you so special? Well, girl, what are you talking about? I'm a high value man. You want to see what I'm doing?
But he said it.
I'm a high value man. I'm special, girl. What makes you special? I had to work what I had to do. You know, see all the kind of shit that we grind and all the stuff like we do. You just out here doing your thing and showing you boxing, baby trapping niggas. I would have did that. Show some damn strength. Show some damn strength. But what you did... I just thought I was special.
I'm not,
so why should anyone listen to you?
Yeah. Why should they follow you?
Why should anyone care? What's so interesting about you if you're not fucking special?
Exactly. Oh, God.
And the crazy thing is, we know it's bullshit because he's the most narcissistic, conceited person out there, bro. Oh, Book of Ronin, shout out to you for the $5 super chat. Oh! Yeah, really went too far in. Bart and Flaccid are one of many shepherds for Wi-Fi Reiners.
Yeah.
Digital dorks and keyboard curves stricken lanes who aren't mods in their own lives. That's facts.
That's real. All
right. Some people like to be passengers in their own ship and let other people be the captain. Mm. I think it's a sad way to go, but you know, people, you know, they make their own choices. Hey, and thank you for the $5 super chat. Reason Myron with confrontational women is because he hates women. People hate what they fear. The fear comes from not being confident with yourself. That could be the case. That could be the thing. I definitely think he has a lot of anger towards women. Hate and anger is a different thing. But I definitely think he has a lot of anger. And part of it is it's not anger for what do you call it? Maybe heartbroke, but it's just not being. There's a certain level of resentment. That's the word. He's resentful. He's very resentful, right? Maybe girls weren't abundant like he was in it, like he wanted to in his life, right? You know, maybe. And the thing, part of it could also be him. Because a lot of the guys, when they think that way, that means you're too far in your own shit. Like the guys who are super incels, they're actually the most egotistical, narcissistical people you can ever find. Because they think so highly of themselves that they should just have girls of them being men. And that's the problem with a lot of you guys who are in this space. A lot of you guys who are incels, you're incels because you're thinking that you're higher than what you actually are. Like, you're not, bro. Just get that ego out of the way and go ahead and just accept that you're just normal. Go talk to people.
D, I just feel real quick, for the first time, I think he said this is the first time he's ever been honest. I think for the first time, because he's been doing all this shit, he finally was honest, and he slipped up on the honesty because after he says, I'm not special, and think about the pause of the, oh, shit, I don't think I should have said that. Go back and play. Go back to when he says, yeah, watch me, after he say I'm not special, watch that little pause of, oh, shit, I don't think I should have said that. Watch.
No, because that was a part that I clued in. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Myron. You could have done better. And by the way, no hate here. Like, literally no hate here. We are literally trying to help them. And we're covering and help y'all who are following them so y'all can go over there and help them and let them know Duke and Don sent you. And
yeah, you did say that you warn guys about girls like me. So now that we're face-to-face, what kind of girl am I?
You're not special. You're like other girls. That's
I'm
key.
Not special.
Like,
so,
you're like other women that are
so
like...
So what makes you special then?
I never said I was. But you're trying to say, well, what makes me different from... Like, a lot of women operate the way...
Koba.
Music right now.
Did you see? Did you see that? The whole time, hand palms up. Guys, look at it. One has his palms up. The other one's crossed. Look. One's crossed. One's up.
Listen. So many mistakes, and we're only 2 minutes in this bitch. Like this is how bad. Not only bad this is. But this is how important it is when I talk to you guys about, like, because you guys talk about, oh, where's your books? Where's your flash? Where's all this? No, my proof is in the real world when I talk to people or when I'm interacting with people online. Right? That's my proof right there.
Yes.
When you understand the social skills and how to maneuver, then you understand that what people are all about versus what people are capping, right? So there it is. When you're saying that you're a high value man, but when you got pushed by a woman and then you're saying ain't shit about special about me, then it's like what are we saying, right? I mean, okay, listen, I call myself an ain't shit dude, but I say it with a certain level of confidence. Right.
Right?
So obviously when people are hearing that, they're like, okay, then you ain't shit, but nigga, come on. You see what I'm saying? So I understand that, but I already know. But personally, I know that I'm not, but I know for a fact that I don't put myself above other people.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm not, but this, for, in a way, you should still have some level of confidence. That's a special that Dean is talking about, right?
Yes.
You should have something, because confident in yourself and your abilities to grow, to do other things, to handle yourself in the real world. That's just what it is. That's what makes you special, because that's something that not a lot of people have.
Right, because what makes me special is I see the big picture. I have vision. I have direction. I communicate. I'm clear, concise, transparent. I go after what I want. I know what I want. I speak to understand. I don't make excuses. I don't beat around a bush. I don't walk on eggshells. I mean, he should just be fluttering all this shit. And like you said, or he should, hey, look, he should go to the bullpen and just grab, I'm a high-value man. Even if he said I'm a high-value man, I would give him that. He didn't even say that shit.
Yeah.
That's his whole stick.
I would listen if he would have just said, what? I'm a high-value man. I meet the criteria. If anything, at least fall back in Kevin Sanders' definition.
Yes.
Right? At least it's already the standardized definition. And she did an interview with this nigga, so she already knows what it's all about, and she has a certain level of respect for that. So if you would have just fell back and said, hey, listen, I make over six figures, all right? I'm actually in the highest percentage of tall guys, right? So right in line with the niggas you were fucking around with, hey, listen, sis, you're talking about dudes who are over 6'1". Shit, I'm a cool 6'2". So like, listen, right there, you list off all the shit that Kevin Samuels said, fall back on that, and then you're literally hot potatoing back to her, your move. But now, the fact that you chose to run and tuck your tails and hide,
yes,
right, she's going to come find you, because now you're feeding her alphaness, all right? So you want to talk about boss babes and why we have such a huge amount of them and why they're so prevalent is because they deal with dudes like this. All right, and consistently dealing with dudes who are trained by dudes like this.
Yes.
Because truly, they're the betas fronting like alphas. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. That beta is their natural tendency.
Yes.
That's what it is.
There's not one alpha in the world who says they're not special. I promise you guys. There's none.
Hell no.
There's no man in the world that says I'm not special to anybody. That's never, never.
And even if that man wanted to be just you know poised and nice and want to look good in front of the camera, right? Say oh, I didn't say I was special. What you talking about?
Yeah, say with
a degree of confidence.
Yeah,
it's how you say it, man. It's how you say it, not what you say. Literally, what is the difference between? Pay attention to this, guys. What is the difference between? Hold up.
I was, but you're trying to say, well, what makes me different? I never said I was, but you're trying to say, well, what makes me different from, like, a lot of women operate the way you do.
What is the difference between that and say, special? You think I'm special? You're not special. I just woke up and took a fat ass dump. I know that nigga did that too. What do you mean? I was like, I ain't sick, girl. What you talking about? The difference between that versus how he answered it makes all the difference. One way it gets to the crack up, and then all of a sudden, what did that do? And honestly, if I was in his shoes, right, Myron, trying to help you out here, if I was in your shoes, I would have told a joke, because what's happening here behind the scenes is tension is building up, and the more you can diffuse that tension, which is through laughter, the release of energy, right, the more you can diffuse that, the more in control you can have, not only the surrounding, but the people who can start to see your, or come to see your ideas or argument, because guess what? Comedy is the window to somebody's soul. If you can make them laugh, they will fuck with you. That's what it is. And they'll remember it because you're making them feel good. And that's a rare thing to come by for a lot of people these days. You see what I'm saying? So these are different skills that you guys got to start paying attention to the next time you guys are in a group, the next time you're in a social setting, or even if you're dealing with a boss babe who's coming at you with this kind of energy. You learn how to take it, redirect it, and feed it back to her where it just makes sense and everybody's still flowing. Guys, I'm dropping game. Dean is dropping game. Class is in session. Redfield Podcast out to you. Thank you for the $10 super chat. I appreciate you, brother. Duke and Don plus the mindset and form both tribes.
Boom.
Angela, shout out to you, brother. Go ahead, Dean.
No, I was just saying real quick, she ain't got time for jokes. Because she's saying, if you're talking all that shit about me, now be about that shit. Don't be about that shit when I'm not around. Have that same fucking energy you had when your ass has been talking all that shit. Now I'm in front of you. Now boss the fuck up. Say that
shit.
There
you
shit. Go. Come on, man.
Yo, let's continue, you guys. This is crazy.
Which and is, how do I operate?
In general, what I just said before, women... It's a dance between the two genders.
Oh, God.
Men are trying to get sex.
Stop.
Men are trying
stop.
To get resources, time,
stop.
Attention, whatever it is.
Stop. Deflection. She didn't ask you to tell her a story about generalizing women. She asked you to tell you about me. And he doesn't even have a fucking answer. And he's trying to go off of this women. Okay. Here's the thing I hate about motherfuckers that generalize shit. Has he fucked every woman in the world to make that fucking statement? No, goddammit. You
no.
can't make that statement. But that's not the point. You're deflecting. You're not. She doesn't want to hear about other women and what you think about other women. She want to hear what the fuck you've been saying all that talk. You're just popping your gums like you
talk
about
that
it.
Same talk.
Talk that same
guys,
talk.
Get the lights up. Get the lights up.
Shit.
We're not talking about, play more of the video. Get the lights up. What you mean? What do you think we're doing here? We're playing a video. Get the likes up. You want to play more of it? Get the likes up. It's almost 180 of y'all watching, and y'all going to give me 60 likes. Come on, man. Let's get the likes up. Don't sit there and ask me to play the video, and you're not going to get the likes up. All right? This is a show so y'all can enjoy. So y'all need to equally cheap in and go ahead and hit that like button. I'm not asking y'all for money. You don't have to donate. Just hit my like.
We got two in the queue.
Ahead,
I just want to let you know
we got two
in the chat.
Go ahead,
two callers. We got two callers whenever you want to take those.
Two callers. Oh, yeah. We can wait a little bit.
All right,
we're going to have most of this.
No doubt, no doubt.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, you want to take the caller?
No, okay. I thought you had some.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, guys, y'all just keep focus on the deflection. That's all I want to say. Go ahead and hit that button, brother.
Perfect.
What is that they're looking for? And a lot of girls play the game better than guys. We talk about this openly on our podcast, and we're teaching guys how to not necessarily get finesse and get what they want out of girls, which a lot of the times is intimacy, but they're not able to get it. But girls are easily able to obtain money, time, resource, attention, whatever it is. Girls are running laps. Which is why a podcast like ours exists.
I can't believe he's saying that shit. I can't believe he's saying it. Because
why are you saying that to a girl, bro?
Why
are you saying that to her?
It's like you want her to not only validate you. It's like he wants her to say It's like he wants her to get up out of her chair, walk all the way around, and put her arm around him and say, "Oh, I'm sorry for women running over you, bitch made motherfuckers. I'm sorry for women smelling that your pussy is tighter than mine and that we walk all over you because you for the street, motherfucker, because the bitches are walking all over your motherfucking ass." Fuck is that about, D?
I've been telling you, man, there's no assertive tone in his voice.
None.
Or in his answer. There is zero conviction in his talk. So, like, literally, even when he's talking about, we help all men with dating and stuff like that, I don't even believe what's coming out of your mouth, bruh. Fresh, don't believe what's coming out your mouth right now. You don't even believe what's coming out your mouth right now. Hey, if y'all want to do the call-in, we need 100 likes minimum, all right? But listen,
you're
not confident.
D, he ain't moving. He's mannequin.
Yo, we're 2 minutes into this conversation, this clip. And this is a clip. We don't know what happened before this. He still got his hands together.
Mannequin.
This man is scared straight. Holy shit. I told you, he's like a statue, bro. Oh, shit. Oh, fresh, bro. I'm so sorry, man. You gonna continue.
Do you believe that Brittany has been effective in extracting, as you say, time, resources, and other things out of dudes?
Yeah, to a degree, sure. Yeah, I mean, like,
hands up again, Koba. Wait, to a degree, everything you've been talking about is past a degree. What do you mean to a degree? He's backing the fuck off, D. Look at him.
He's backpedaling. Even DJ Academics. He's like, okay,
moonwalking back.
I know what y'all about. I already know what y'all about. Come on, Myron. Don't lie to me, Myron. Don't lie to me, bro. I already know what y'all about. But backpedaling again. You guys, when they tell you to stand on your square, stand on your word, and you're seeing this, what are we talking about here? Like stand on your fucking word. Like, that's how I know these guys don't understand conversational dynamics, man, because this person doesn't even know how to redirect that energy is being tossed at him. And you guys notice, he's not making eye contact. His tone of voice, you notice his tone of voice is actually remarkably low. Yeah. You notice that? Hold up. Let me just make sure I'm not tripping. I'm going to turn the volume all the way up. But it seems to me his tone of voice is incredibly low right now.
Going lower and lower.
And it goes lower and lower. So I don't know what that's basically signifying.
Submission.
But we're going from the baseline Myron to
Koba.
This Myron.
Koba.
I would say they're two different people.
Two different motherfuckers.
And what y'all will start to notice is that just like y'all are picking up some of these nonverbal cues, she's also going to start picking up on that tone. Because interpersonal conversations, like I said, it's with your body. You see how they're physically transferring that same kind of obligation back and forth. You can also see how the tone of voice is going to start to play an effect. All right? All this stuff stringed together equals understanding your dynamic. And not your dynamic, your environment. That's what it is. So you guys got to understand, when you guys are talking about dating and all this stuff, they're giving you all these templates that you can find on any other YouTube platform or like how-to guides online, you got to understand, they don't have this shit. Because this comes from experience in dealing with people. I'm sure Brittany Renner, maybe she's that crazy enough to have this knowledge on a conscious level to consciously know what they're doing. And there are a few people out there that know how to direct shit like that. I suspect that that's her. But there are people out there who subconsciously know how to move a situation socially.
Real quick.
And come out on top. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, D. Real quick. Think, okay, a lot of you guys don't understand is think about the game that she ran on the subway that she got pregnant by. She ran game on him. She sees the same in that motherfucker right across from her, D. That's why she gets more confident and confident. It's building up. You notice up. She getting closer to the table. Her shoulders are starting to pop up a little bit more. She getting more and more confident.
She's copying fresh now. That's how confident she is. Back straight. All of a sudden, boom. She senses you're on the defense. Now she's on the offense. Now she's on the offense. She's like, ah, fuck it. I'm taking his shit. Now fresh is fresh. She's like, oh, shit. What? Oh, I'm not doing this no more. Is she doing this? Watch. Watch. And what you guys will notice, how everyone else subconsciously copies that same behavior. Let me back it up a little bit so you watch when that body language changes.
Restore attention, whatever it is. Girls are running laps on dudes. Which is why podcasts like ours exist.
Do you believe that Brittany has been effective in...
Boom, she just locked it up.
As you say, time, resources, and other things out of dudes.
Yeah, to a degree, sure. Yeah, I mean, like,
a
lot of girls want to do... I mean, here's the thing. You've been so adamant about me being incorrect, and I don't know, and you don't know me, and all this other stuff. Tell me then. Maybe we're off. Who knows?
Wait, whoa. You guys see how he tossed it right back, all right? Okay. She tried to toss it at him. He was feeling the heat. He took over to diffuse it, which is called being a good host, all right? He then rephrases the question, asks him, and then he does the same thing he did in the beginning. Here you go. Hey, your turn. You tell me what I said about you. But you know what you said.
He never said when he was talking shit about her on the show, that we're off. Maybe we're a little off.
Maybe we're a little off.
No. He's spoken absolute. Everything he was fucking talking about was absolute. So why is all of a sudden, I don't know. Maybe I was wrong.
This is not a confident Myron. They're like, real talk, I'm going to just lay it out there, bro. Like, honestly, I'm actually kind of sad, bro. Like, I'm sad to see this for you, Myron. But, like, you do not seem confident at all in this situation. at all. Like, you're deflecting back. Guys, I'm used to watching you when a girl, do not interrupt me. Do not interrupt me. You're being rude. I mean, it's a neutral platform. It's not against her platform. It's a neutral platform. He asked you the question. She asked you the question. So you know how you would have handled when she tried to restate that second question in the middle of your deflection? I'd have been like, whoa. You asked me a question, right? You asked me a question. So I'm trying to ask you my question, but you're interrupting me. So that's how you take that power back, and she shushed.
Don't interrupt me.
And let you make your point. But you didn't, because this Myron over here is not a confident Myron. This is just not.
Yeah, special, he said. So,
let's continue.
You've been so adamant about me being incorrect, and I don't know, and you don't know me, and all this other stuff. Tell me then. Maybe we're off. Who knows?
Well, I think, first of all, let's bring it back a couple notches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's really a lot to unpack here, because my first question to you is, what do you gain from telling girls that they're not special? How does that make you feel? I mean, everything is a joke, but I'm asking you a real question. So how does that make you feel? Because if I say you're a bitch ass nigga, that does something for me.
I'm so good. Myron, where is Myron, bro? I don't know what is good with. All right, time out. She just said two trigger words, and I know for a fact they got merch on right now. She said the four words. And D. How many times do they, hey, where discount Drake, discount Terrence Howard? Where is discount Terrence Howard? Because somebody always says merch when a woman on his podcast says, I feel, right?
Yes.
And she basically loved the question. And I don't even actually agree with Brittany Renner here. I'm like, well, what do you mean? How does that make you feel saying women aren't special? What kind of fucking dumb question is that? How does it make you feel? I sleep at night and I eat good in the morning. Shit, I flew over here and I'm feeling pretty good. Why not? Like, what kind of question is that? So, and this is stuff that Myron wasn't shook enough. He would have, like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, yeah.
But like,
what
happened to the? Because here's the thing. When she said throw that question at me, and I'm Myron, I'm like, I'm you, Myron. I'm doing a better job right now. But so learn from me, all right? So she would have said, what back and forth and tossing that. I'm like, wait, I feel like what do you mean? I feel like merch. Fresh over there would have gotten this one in merch, and they'd be like, oh, she that'd have thrown her off her game. Like, what do you mean merch? Like, what's with that, right? That diffuses attention, and then you can regain control. Oh, it's something we say because when people talk from feelings, right? Feelings and logic. My decision to say what I'm saying when women aren't special is a logical decision. All right, women aren't special because we're all people, and you know, women, you know, they have different privileges. Whatever stat you want to use, take, restate, and deliver. This is conversation dynamics. But you didn't do that. So when she was saying, I feel like, how do you feel when you say to a woman that she's not special?
Merch.
You should have brought discount Terrence Howard instead of Fresh. he'd have backed you up.
Well, I think this was a test, D, because when she asked how you felt and he was real about the game, he should have said, fuck your feelings. I don't give a fuck what you feel. I mean, fuck, I don't feel shit. The fuck you talking about? See, but he didn't do that.
Derek Mitchell, hey, everyone in this chat already knows that Fresh and Fit surprised Myron with Brittany on the podcast. That's literally the first thing I brought up. See, those of you guys who come into this chat not understanding context and you're just looking for somebody, hey, we're not hating on Fresh and Fit. We're literally breaking everything down. That was the first. Hey, put it in one in the chat if you were here since we started. Put it in one that when you guys heard me say that I explained the whole back end of the Myron being surprised of this interview. Put one in the chat if you heard me say that, because I'm providing context here. So this just shows how disingenuous and foolhardy some of y'all are. Pay attention, or I don't know what else to say. Tell you, go watch another show or something like that. I literally broke it down. I'm being fair. Like, fuck that shit.
This is how fucked up they are. This is how fucked up they are. It ain't about him being surprised, because a motherfucking man is never surprised when he's standing on what the fuck he believes in. There can never be anybody that can come along and just go ahead and challenge him, because when you stand on your motherfucking square instead of his fucking Tampax like he's been doing. But the worst part about the person that said that shit, nigga, why don't you listen to what the fuck we showing you versus the surprise? Your fucking leader just told you I'm not special. your leader who's been telling you she ain't shit just told you, well, maybe I'm off a little bit. And all
Santa's
you...
Santa's a fraud.
Yeah.
Fraud. You're looking at him right here. He lied to you, motherfucker. I'm sorry, but don't come in here acting all butthurt. I explained the concept. I literally cannot make this man look any worse than this. I am explaining what I see based off of my knowledge and experience in sales, all right? That means spending time and years sitting in front of thousands of people, literally thousands of people telling them all kinds of shit, okay? So I understand how people behave.
Oh,
I understand what subconscious clues mean, and I also understand context, like the one I said at the start of the show. Rewind and go watch it, all right? But let's continue. I'm having fun. I am having fun. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Did I see 21 students up here? 21 students, shout out to you.
Shout out to Andy. Oh, let me have
it here. Shout out to 80J, man. 80J in the building. Shout
yeah,
out
to President.
Shout out to you. Woo! $5 super chat. If he naturally has game or whatever, it shouldn't have been an issue. He should have been able to deal with it like a cold approach. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, tell him. Tell him, Nixon. Tell some of the guys who are trying to defend themselves. Listen. Being confident, meaning you can handle yourself in these social situations.
Shit.
It don't matter what scenario you're in. You already understand clues and things to pick up on so you can dominate and rephrase. Literally, conversation is just taking what you hear, framing it, and then restating your point. That's it. And then going back and forth. And you just keep going back and forth, doing the same thing while you're paying attention to the subcontext that's happening.
Yes.
Underneath the surface, you have to be subconsciously paying attention or consciously paying attention to it. Right, because so, most of you guys aren't subconsciously aware,
mm-hmm.
So you know, or aware of your subconscious. So you know, you guys gotta understand that. Pay attention to the subtleties, bruh. Because they'll show you what's
everything.
Really happening
yes.
versus what's happening. That's why you guys can go to a bar, right? I don't know if you guys have seen that or not. Some of you guys have done this. Let me know, right? If you guys went to a bar, you see a guy who's talking to a girl, and you can tell he thinks he's doing this thing, he's macking, but the girl's, like, showing obvious cues like she's definitely not interested, but he clearly doesn't pick shit up, right? You can tell that he's bombing, but he doesn't know. What is the difference between you two? You are picking up on a subconscious cues that she's giving off, and he's not. This is a problem that's facing a lot of men when it comes to dealing with women. They don't understand subconscious cues. They don't understand that, right? They can't read the nuances of social situations. So when you don't understand that, you're going to be literally clueless when a girl's giving you signs or versus when she's not. So this is very important because your leader is fucking up on these subconscious cues. So why are you getting mad at me for just calling it out? I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm being fair.
So, hey,
and it shouldn't matter, like Nixon said, anyways, because if he's actually good at talking to people, this should be natural for him. This should be a playful moment. I'm having fun. Oh, you going to have fun to be like, oh, shit, I guess we're going to have fun to be like.
Yeah.
You set the tone, I set the tone. You take it up here, I take it up here.
Let's go.
Let's be back and forth.
Right, but see, with y'all guys.
Let me match your energy. Go ahead.
Yeah, for all you fucking fake-ass motherfucking lovers out there who love that motherfucker, you cuddle party motherfuckers. You don't understand, so you need to overstand something. He ain't standing on anything, yo, you dumb motherfuckers. You got to get out of the forest and look at the truth. That's all we're showing you. We're breaking down a level of game that he – listen, they don't even teach you this kind of level game over there. They're too busy talking shit about women. And then when they get in front of a woman, they can't even defend the position of all the shit that they've been talking to the fucking woman right in front of them, man. The fuck?
We're just saying, keep the same energy, bro.
Keep that same saying. Motherfucking energy, man. Fuck.
Right? If I insult you or if I tell you you're not special, you're forgettable, what does that do for me? No, but that doesn't, but that's what I'm saying. No, but I'm saying, what if I call you, if I just say that, again, you're forgettable. That's why I didn't want to do you guys' podcast.
If you guys don't, I'm going to comment on this real quick and we'll keep playing. But if you guys pay attention, her question to him makes no fucking sense. Like, it doesn't make no fucking sense. She doesn't even, I don't even think she knows what she's asking
she's
right now.
Feeling,
okay? Don't get me wrong. She gets, but here's the thing that she does understand. she does understand that Myron is playing defensive right now, and she can sniff that. That's why she can ask this dumb question with a shit ton of conviction, because she has confidence now. The first thing, when she tried to flip it back on him and he backpedaled, she already realized, okay, I'm going to restate. Because if we pay attention to her question, I'm going to ride it back, and y'all listen to her question, it doesn't make any sense. How does it make you feel to so say someone's not special? I mean, how does it make you – What does that have to do with anything? Is that your argument? No one is special, lady. No one. Okay, let's move on. What's the next topic? What else are we going to talk about?
All right?
So the fact that Myron was so shook to not realize that what she was saying was nonsense goes to a testament of how much she was in his head already, how much he was not in it.
All right, D.
Go ahead.
Let me show you. It's very important what she said. Peep game. She has been controlling this whole thing. He is off his base. He's off his standard. He's freaking the fuck out. He doesn't know what to do next. So what she's trying to do is think about how mommy used to calm these little young-ass little boys down when they were stressing. Let me get you some warm milk. Do you want a cookie? Do you want me to tuck you in? Do you want me to read you a nighttime story? Do you want mommy to give you a hug? So what she's doing is she knows that motherfucker's already losing, but now she's going into what I call mommy mode. She's trying to diffuse it a little bit to get him back on focus so she can tear him up a little bit more, because right now he's all over the place. Her right now, in my opinion, she's diffusing it a little bit to get him back on focus so she can tear him up some more, because he's all over the place right now. Now go back to what you're saying, because look how she was at first and look how fast the mommy change was. Like, well, tell me how you feel. Just like a psychiatrist does with a person on the thing. Well, tell me how you feel right now.
Because you guys got to understand, because she subtly understands that, right? She doesn't know, like, I won't say she doesn't know what she's saying, but, like, her question doesn't make any sense, but she understands, like, how she's manipulating attention
all of
in
it.
The room socially.
Totally.
So that's why she actually has this leg up right now. It's not what she's actually saying, because the question itself is stupid, but it's how she is manipulating attention in the room right now, because she's understanding where the dominance really lies and where the onus of our relationship. She understands that Myron right now is shook sitting in front of her, because if Myron would have said, like, answered her straight up, right, when she asked the question firsthand without deflecting, she would have been different. Because look at how she behaved when DJ Academics flipped it on her, right? She was actually wilding out. She almost got the boy. She was freaking out in that interview, right, because he had her. He had her to the point where she got emotional. So she's not that hard to get off her square. She's really not. But the thing is, she understands when she's the dominant person in the room, socially speaking. And that's what we're seeing here. So we're going to turn it back. And y'all going to see that shift again, and then we'll keep rolling through.
All right, what's the shift?
A real question. So how does it make you feel? Because if I say you're a bitch-ass nigga, that does something for me, right? If I insult you, or if I tell you you're not special, you're forgettable... What does that do for me? No, but that doesn't. But that's what I'm saying. No, but I'm saying, what if I call you? If I just say that again, you're forgettable. That's why I didn't want to do you guys' podcast. Forgettable. Hate the setup.
So at the end of whatever was supposed to be her statement about whatever Myron got wrong about her, the end result was you're forgettable. So,
oh,
I mean,
no.
It now we switch from asking the question to insult.
The hook,
so,
the hook is coming.
Hey, I'm telling you, if I was Myron, hey, same insult, the field needs to be right.
Hey, the hook is coming. She's sparring right now. Watch what the next thing she say. She about to come with that cross. Watch what she say next. Watch.
The name is underwhelming. I didn't really see the value in it. Right?
No.
That's how I feel. Right. So that's fine. But for me, that's okay if it wasn't a fit for me. But I also don't need to, you know, in a way, kind of try to devalue.
Look at who's talking to you, bro. Why are you looking at the camera?
He looking dead.
What you guys have going on. Because at the end of the day, I may not agree with anything you guys talk about. Because honestly, I feel like when you've seen two or three videos, you've seen them all.
Stop.
She's gotten to speaking facts, man.
Dog. How many ways are you going to say hypergamous nature? How many ways are you going to say women ain't shit, man? How many millions of, how many, why, if y'all notice, every show is the fucking same and you ain't learning shit. And she's telling them motherfuckers that shit is the same after three shows. I'm done because it's all the fucking same, D.
See, that's what I'm telling you. When you rely too much about the on the aesthetics of how your show looks, on the set, on the women, and all these different things, right? Listen, it's all about the conversation and the content. As long as the content is dope and people can listen to it,
yes.
Well, guess what? All right? People will fuck with you. People will still listen. They don't even want to pay attention to what the fuck's going on, all right? Hey, before podcasts were, what do we call it? Visual, they also had audio, meaning people would sit down in the cars, driving, listening to it. And why would they listen to something like that for long periods of time? It's because they found that content entertaining to watch long term. But when you hear their stuff and you hear their show, there's, oh, like she was saying, there's only so many ways you can freaking say women are the problem. All right, there's only so many Rollo Tomasi books that you can goddamn freaking regurgitate before you got to go out in the real world and learn some new things. Because that's where experience is found. It's not found in a book or in the fucking course. And clearly you realize the guys who are freaking writing these courses don't know what the hell they're talking about because they're actively not displaying the skills that they're telling you that they have. They're selling you hundreds of dollars of skills that they're not using to their benefit right now to make even more money and capitalize off a mainstream situation. Make it make sense to me. Like, actually, this is just being a fair point. I'm being fair with them.
Yeah.
Because if I was in their shoes, like, all of this is great. Like, this is perfect. Let me flip this shit on you. Everything that you're flipping on me, I'm going to throw right back on you using the exact same thing. All these talking points, right? What about sign language? Her rebuttal to y'all was basically just insulting y'all. She didn't really ask a clear question. She wasn't really even, especially in this particular dynamic, huh? To be fair, we're not talking about the whole clip, but in this clip that right here, DJ Academics dropped, all right? She's returned your question with a goddamn insult. You could have just flipped that back and said, hey, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about, Brittany Renner. The shame, insult need to be right, right? The guilt or need to be right. I just asked you, okay, well, tell me about yourself and what you thought I got wrong, and you responded back with an insult. This is the kind of nonsense we're talking about that men go through every day. You got to be quick on your head. You have to be. This is how you dominate a social situation because you're always thinking to outthink. You're listening, but you're always paying attention. It's not an easy skill because not everybody could do it, but the people who can do it are going to have the most successful lives. And that's what we're trying to say. That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But let's continue. Oh, if you want to add something to that.
No, I was just saying you can't learn what you just said by bitching about women. Continue.
You just can't.
Okay.
The reality is that I went to your guys' page. And I went to the different links and the different services and the courses that you guys offer. And I do see that there's a place for that. So even though it may not have been in alignment with what I am about, I can still give credit where it's due without trying to devalue you guys. Because you guys are doing something special.
I would have checked her. You just devalued us like 2 seconds ago. Like, are you crazy, woman? Like, what you're just talking. You just devalued us. Like, what do you see? They have every ample opportunity to win, but they're not paying attention. He's shook. He's shook right now.
Hey,
and this dude has nothing to say.
Everybody, take count. Who's doing all the talking, man? But she's
telling you.
She's doing all the fucking talking. They just sitting there with this. Okay.
And the thing is, the crazy thing because. They're not making, she's not making any freaking sense right now. That's
exactly.
The thing. But the thing is, this is how powerful a subconscious control is, right? This is how powerful it is, right? Because even though she's not making any sense, she knows how to work the tension in the room right now to make it feel like these guys are in the wrong. Like when you're watching this clip, you feel like, oh, damn, did they fuck up? Like, because Myron's voice is all low and he doesn't know what's going on and he's not trying to clap back with them the stats and all the little facts that he likes to do all these different stuff.
His
so,
role
like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Right? So that's the thing. So, I mean, you got to learn how to work a room. That's just what it is. There are tons of books out there that you can read, but the first thing to understand is how do I work a room?
Right? Because you guys are, I mean, are there a lot of other people doing what you do? You could consider your guys' podcast special, right?
I think what she's mentioned is like the self-help portion for dudes where you guys offer service.
Hey, the Winter Fox 10, that was just proof that they didn't know what she was talking about because DJ Academics literally had to cut her off and restate her point for her because she was getting off topic. So you got to pay attention. Hey, I'm glad you're thinking. I'm glad you're paying attention, but we got to get you thinking beyond what you're thinking right now, all right? You gotta do it. You got to do it, all right, because she doesn't know how to frame what she's trying to convey, all right? Even though she's outwardly, like, being calm, she's obviously flustered, and you can tell she's flustered. So I can see, and I can, listen, any person who was good at social dynamics could have seen through that shit right away. I'm like, okay, this is fun. This is a front, right? All this acting and dancing, it's a front. Let me come at you the way you come at you, and let me step to that bluff and see how you really act, right? But Myron is not being assertive to really step to her and call her on the bluff, so no one's really catching the fact that she's really not in control of what's happening right now, all right? So he had to restate the question so then they can pretty much digest it, and at least I can pretty much understand what the fuck he's saying. Let's continue.
Just to, you know, help guys, you know, either attract or you know, try to talk to women and really engage with them at a higher rate that you could, you know, potentially date them, right?
Yeah.
I guess the point that I think she's disagreeing with, right? When
I'm simply asking her to tell us about herself because we were so incorrect. So tell us about yourself. That's all I'm saying. And then she went into attacking us. And
no one's attacking you because, like I said, I never. Listen, there's a lot of people that will
time
not
out,
sit down and have a conversation
out,
with you. Just
out,
because
he said that ooh, with zero conviction.
Wait.
Like she literally attacked him.
Wait. So when someone picks on you and you're now all of a sudden you want to be the bully, he was attacking her first. She said, "I don't know you. I never knew you. You attacked me. Where is all this?
Where is all this?
Now she's attacking me type shit. Where's that coming from,
D? Yeah. No, it's just revert back to the victim.
He's a victim now.
We can't have it.
Because of the comments that you guys made. Well, you made. And, well, you chimed in. So you guys are tweeting and tweedledum right?
Stop,
so I'm here to have a conversation with you guys.
D, stop. If a woman said that shit, why the fuck are they? What is so fucking funny about that disrespectful shit, bitch? Who the fuck you talking to like that? I ain't no goddamn.
It's tension diffusing. Yep.
Right, but look at them. They accepted their Tweedledee and Tweedledum. They're not even defending their position. Look at them. The mute.
And not even so much as defending, but even redirecting that. What I would have done, especially with Fresh, right, I would have actually played into that. Tweedledee and Tweedledum, right? Oh, no.
Hey, butthead and shit.
Hey, come here. I want you to pay attention. Pay attention to the difference between how when they confronted Malik Shabazz and what's his name? Farrah.
Oh,
wore
the clown,
right?
the clown mask and shit.
Right? He was no problem doing all that. But then as a female, you got a problem, you know, you know, pulling that same energy. Right? Where that clown mask at? Where all that at? Right? Literally. Tweedledee Tweedledum instead of laughing, just like, ha, ha, ha. And to be fair, right, I think they were just kind of laughing at the fact of, oh, well, I'm going to plead to the audience and cameras. Like, she just went back to the insult like I just said, right? Look at her, ha, 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 she's laughing at us, right? But you got to understand when the difference between when someone's laughing at you and when someone's laughing with you, all right? Right here, the people laughing at you. You just call yourself Tweedledee and Tweedledum. All right, it's fine. But I would have played on it and flipped it right back on her. This is how you keep control of the energy in the room. But as we continue, tension is building. Let's continue.
Hey, turn it up. We can't hear it. It's down, low. You turn it up. You got to turn it up. It's low. It was low. We couldn't hear it.
Oh, snap.
Yeah,
boom, there we go.
Okay.
You guys, or to call you out of your name or to disrespect what anybody's doing, because I felt like the interview I had with him, there were things that he said I didn't agree with, but I wanted to sit down and hear his point of view. So that's what I'm trying to do here. So for you to say you're not special, well, I'm special to someone, just like you're special to someone, just like he's special to someone. So for you trying to generalize all groups of women, then we would have to take it back to where this even began, like why you even have this view of women. And every, like I said, you have a...
And that's a fair point.
That's a fair point.
Bunch of dumbass bitches on your guys' podcast, and I get it. They don't challenge you, and I know you're a really smart guy. But it's like, I feel like you need to kind of just be honest and show people who you really are.
And this is where I think that Brittany Renner is completely delusional, because they are showing you who they really are. They're actually being honest in front of you right now.
Finally, the first time.
You literally, they are being 100% honest.
100% honest.
They have zero control of this situation right now. Right. They're honest about that, all right? You gotta be just aware of that, all right? So when you ask him to be honest, come on now. We already know. So listen. When she's talking about this whole special thing and I feel this and that, literally, Myron, merch. What happens to all that? Merch. I feel like merch, right? Take control of the situation, right? Redirect. Throw right back at her. Okay, you may be special to someone, baby, but, like, when you go out here in the real world, like, I'm going to tell you how other dudes look at it. You're just a broad. That is what it is. I can't do anything else about it. That's just who you are. You're special to somebody else, but you ain't special to me. You ain't special to dudes who are high value. Then go into your little high value spiel.
Yeah, the
right?
Romo knowledge, that Rolex bullshit.
And I got to restate because we got some special stands in the building right now. And, you know, listen. Obviously, we're not going to react to the whole podcast. We are reacting to the clip, all right? But the clip version has a lot of goddamn truths.
So many nuggets.
Which you can't deny in these interactions that we have to cover. So in real time, we are looking at the context. I don't give a fuck about the overall podcast. We're looking at the context of this particular dynamic that was uploaded and how that back and forth went, and we're analyzing this on its own. All right? If the full podcast was released, we'll break that down too and different elements of that. All right? But enjoy the context in which we are providing. All right? Hey, we got callers? We're going to do this
we'll get some callers.
Let's start queuing them up.
All right. Queuing callers.
Because we won't go through this whole thing, but yeah.
Like, I know that for people to be dragging you guys and say, take this little clip and say, that's who you are, that's not true. So that's why I sat down and had this conversation. I'm not here to degrade you.
Okay. You just did, like, not that long ago.
Yes,
so, I mean.
When you make comments, when you make comments like, oh, yeah, no women are special. So no woman is special, but yet you guys have a whole podcast dedicated how to get women. Just for sex. That's all you guys are. So you're saying men are just limited to just sex. That's all they care about is sex.
Watch the framing, how she framed it. All right? She was trying to trap him, right? Oh, we're like, that's how you guys, all men are framing it, just sex, right? No, right? Because now you're changing the original concept was being special, right? And now you turn it to the men, and all the men want is sex. All right? So if by definition, are you thinking that sex is special? Like, what point are you trying to make, Brittany? It seems like she's getting flustered, you know, trying to get it. But, hey, I understand. You know, she's making some certain points here, and I understand where she's going. But right now, well, let's pay attention to what's happening without the verbiages, right? Look at this big, big, big grin on his face, all right? You see the smirk, guys? You see the smirk? We are being trolled right now. Did y'all see it? Hey, Donnie boy. He's probably going to do a reaction to this. All right. He's going to say, guys, you guys were obviously crazy. Okay. Did you see this right here? All right. Myron was totally in control this entire time. You guys obviously didn't know what was going on.
Jesus
no.
Christ.
This guy has a big dumb grin on his face because he's trying to listen. It's like he's trying to figure out a witty comeback to how to overcome this. And he's completely missing all the missteps here. Like, he's not, like, actively picking her apart. Like, why are you playing docile on a neutral platform in which you fuck with him more than she fucks with him? So what are we doing here? Why aren't you taking more charge and utilizing your leverage, your high-value leverage, to your advantage?